Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Oh, good. I like the response. So who here has heard this story before or has read this story?
以前看过这个故事的人举手。
So a lot of you, right?
很多人都看过。
It's a very common story where a man is met by Jesus.
是一个很多见过耶稣的人中间的一个。
And after he meets Jesus, he goes from being blind to having vision.
他遇见耶稣以后，他就从瞎眼的变到不瞎眼的。And
it's one of those miracles that you kind of wonder to yourself, I wish I could have seen that.
这些神迹就像你今天所盼望能看到的一样。And
the idea of coming from, darkness to light, or to blindness to vision, is a common theme inside of Scripture.
在圣经里面，出黑暗入光明，或者说从瞎眼的变成能看见，是一个反反复复出现的主题。And
in this coming from dark to light, we always talk about how Jesus is the light of the world, right?
因为我们经常讲到主耶稣是世上的光。And
I think that today, what we want to learn a little bit more is what it means to come into the light. And can you really truly see?
今天我们要讲的内容就是，看到光到底是怎么一回事？一个人能不能真的看到呢？
And so with that, let me pray for us, okay?
所以我们先来祷告。Dear
Lord God, we pray today, Lord, that you would be glorified.
主啊，我们求你的名得荣耀。And
we pray, Lord, that you would be the one to be lifted up and not ourselves.
主啊，我们求你在这儿彰显，而不是我们自己。Give
us wisdom.
赐给我们智慧,
Give us knowledge.
赐给我们知识,
because we must rely upon you to understand your word. We thank you for this time.
主啊, 我们感谢这个时间,
and we pray these things in Jesus' name.
用耶稣基督的名求, Amen.
Now, who here has been in a blackout before?
你们有没有人经历过停电?
All the power's out, right?
一切的灯都黑了。
That is not too bad because sometimes when you go outside, there's still like, you know, moon or stars or sun.
停电还不是很可怕，因为你只要到了外面，你可以看到天上有星星，有月亮。
And the one thing about thinking that you're in the dark, but then once your eyes adjust, you can start seeing, that's not too bad.
那么如果在黑暗里面待了，总是以后还能看见的，也不是很坏。
I remember though, there used to be a place called Liberty Science Center, right?
以前有一个地方叫做科学中心。And
at Liberty Science Center for kids, there's something called the touch tunnel.
在那个博物馆里面有一个玩具。And
in this toy, it was a long tunnel that would kind of be a little bit of a maze, but not really a maze.
就是一个很黑的，漆黑的一个迷宫。And
so you would go inside and the door would close and it would be absolutely no light.
你小孩子一进去，门关上以后，什么也看不见。And
so you go on your way, you have to touch the walls and kind of make your way through.
你只能摸着墙一点点出来。And
inevitably, what would happen with this, I guess you would call it a like, you know, ride or entertainment.
就是你在玩这个游戏的时候。One
kid would always get scared halfway through.
总有一个小孩走到半道上就被吓坏了。And
they start to scream and cry.
就开始一边哭一边喊。
And you're sitting there like, you can't see anything, but there's someone screaming and crying. You're just like, oh no.
虽然你自己在黑暗里面什么也看不见，但你可以听到有人在那边喊。
And then from the side, one of the workers will open the door and all this light comes in.
然后工作人员马上就把门打开了，一下子光就进来了。
And they have to find the crying kid and they pull the kid out.
然后他们就找到那个被吓坏的小孩，把他带出去。
And then from that point on, your eyes are open and they close the door again.
然后呢，他们出去以后再把门关上。
And it's no longer fun.
那就没意思了。Because
you just see everything and it's just one straight tunnel.
因为你看到你的环境只不过是直直的一条道。There's
nothing scary about it.
没什么可怕的东西。There's
no things hiding in the dark.
黑暗里也没有藏什么东西。There's
just a bunch of kids lined up, taking turns to walk through this dark tunnel.
只不过是一群小孩一个接一个的想走出这个隧道。But
when you are in the dark,
但是当你在黑暗当中的时候,
that is when it is most difficult.
那个时候是最困难的。You
see, the path is very easy to see when you're there, when there's light.
因为有光的时候, 你觉得这条路是很平坦的。
But when it's dark, everything is different.
但是在黑暗中一切都不一样的。
You're scared.
你就会害怕。
Your mind plays tricks on you.
你的头脑会给你制造一些假象。
It's kind of like when you're laying in bed.
就好像你躺在床上。
Let's say you're by yourself, your husband, your wife, or your brother, sister aren't there.
你身边的亲人都不在。
And you hear a noise outside.
你听到外面有动静。
And all of a sudden you look around.
然后你就四下去看。
You're not sure what it is.
也不知道是什么东西。
And then you look in the corner and there's something moving.
你看到黑暗的角落里好像有什么东西在动。
And you're like, uh-oh, nobody's in this house, it's only me.
你就会想到，哎呀，这个房间只有我一个人。
So you get a little nervous, right?
就开始觉得紧张。
And then you go and you have to turn on the light and check what it is.
你赶紧跳起来把灯打开，看看。
And it's just your shirt that's sitting there.
只不过是你的衬衫挂在
那边。Nothing to be scared about.
没有什么可怕的。
Then you turn off the light.
然后就把灯关上。
And the same thing goes over and over until you fall asleep.
但是又有可怕的东西会冒出来，一遍一遍的直到你睡着。
You see, there is a certain amount of fear that we have of darkness.
对于人类来讲，有对黑暗是有惧怕感的。
But what if you didn't know that you were in darkness?
但是如果你根本就不知道自己身处黑暗，怎么办？
And in this story, John chapter 9,
在约翰九章，
you realize that you meet a group of people that don't even realize they're in the darkness.
你就会遇到一群人，这群人甚至不知道自己是瞎了眼的。
And the reason why this analogy and this miracle is so good for Jesus,
这个故事对耶稣行的这个神迹对耶稣来讲。
Because when he confronts the Pharisees afterward, it's exactly as if he is confronting the blind man.
因为耶稣在应对这些法利赛人的时候，对他们来讲，就耶稣就跟当年医治这个瞎眼的人是一样的。
So we only read 7 verses.
我们刚才只读了七节。
But I'm going to summarize the entire story.
我给你们总结一下。
So what happens is that Jesus comes and he sees a man who's been blind since birth.
这故事就是说，耶稣看到一个人从小就瞎了眼。
Which means that this man has never seen light ever.
意味着这个人从来没见过光。
And this man comes and his disciples ask an interesting question.
但是耶稣的门徒就会问一个问题。
They say, is it this man's sin or his parents' sin that caused him to be blind?
他们的问题是，是这人有罪呢，还是他的父母有罪？
Now Jesus says it's neither, but it's for the glory of God.
耶稣说不是因为他们有罪才瞎眼，而是因为为了彰显神的荣耀。
He makes clay, he puts it on the man's eyes.
他做了一些泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上。
He says, go wash.
告诉他去洗。
And when the man washes his eyes, his vision is given.
当这个人把眼睛一洗的时候，他就看见了。
Now, when he has gotten his vision, he doesn't know where Jesus is, so he begins to praise God.
当这个人看见以后，他不知道耶稣是谁，但是他就开始感谢神。
And these people around see him and they ask him, "Wait, aren't you that blind man who's been here since basically birth?"
人们看见他就觉得奇怪，这个人生来是瞎眼的，怎么能看见呢
？And so they ask him, "What happened?"
他们就问他怎么回事啊
？And all he says is, "This man Jesus put mud on my eyes. I washed it. Now I can see."
这个瞎眼的人告诉他们说，有一个叫耶稣人把泥放到我的眼睛上，我一洗就看见了。
And the Pharisees come and they say, "This Jesus is a sinner."
那么法利赛人就说，这个耶稣是个罪人。
But this man's response is, "Well, I don't know if he's a sinner. I just know I was blind. Now I see."
这个人的反应就是说，我不知道他是不是罪人，我只知道我以前看不见，现在看见了。
So then they challenged the man and they went to the man's parents to ask him, "Is what he's saying is true?"
所以法利赛人就跑到这个人的父母那儿，问他们说：“他说的是真的吗
？”And his parents were scared. They said, "Hey, he's old enough. Ask him." But yes, that is our son.
他的父母说他自己已经是成年人了，你们去问他好了。
And so when he came back, they tried to pressure this man to denounce Jesus, but this man refused to.
他们又回到这个人那儿，妄图让他去说耶稣的坏话，但是这个人不愿意。
And eventually, they pushed him out of the synagogue.
而且他们就把这人从会堂里面赶出去了。
And when Jesus heard this, he went and he found the man.
当耶稣知道这件事以后，他就找到了这个瞎子。
And he asked him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?"
耶稣问他说，你信神的儿子吗
？And that's verse 35. And verse 36, he said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?"
这个人说，主啊，谁是神的儿子，叫我信他呢？
And let's read, I'm going to read in English, verse 37 to 41, if you could read it in Chinese. Mm-hmm. So, verse 37, Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you." He said, "Lord, I believe," and worshiped him. Jesus said, "For judgment I came to this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard these things and said to him, "Are we also blind?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say, 'We see,' your guilt remains."
37-41节，耶稣说，你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他。他说，主啊，我信，就拜耶稣。耶稣说，我为审判到这世上来，叫不能看见的可以看见，能看见的反瞎了眼。同他在那里的法利赛人听见这话，就说，难道我们也瞎了眼吗？耶稣对他们说，你们若瞎了眼，就没有罪了。但如今你们说，我们能看见，所以你们的罪还在。
You see, in this story, it's not as simple as a man was blind and he came to see.
这个故事并不是简单的故事，不是就说一个人瞎眼了，现在看见了。
Because the development of the story actually brings about how this blind man truly comes to know Jesus Christ.
这故事的发展到后面揭示了一个人怎么样真正的认识主耶稣。
Because it's not instantaneous.
因为这不是一下子就发生的。
There's a journey and a path this blind man needs to take in order to come to the realization that Jesus is the Lord, is Christ.
对于这个瞎眼的人来说，他需要走过一段路，有一段心路的历程，慢慢的他才发现原来主耶稣是神的儿子。
And even as he comes to that conclusion,there's a second group of people that are unconvinced.
甚至当这个瞎眼的人已经意识到主耶稣是神的儿子以后，另外那一群人还是不知道。
And Jesus has to deal with the spiritual warfare on top of the physical healing.
耶稣他在身体上要给人带来医治，同时他要在灵命上面面临这场征战。
You see, blindness is difficult, right?
瞎眼是很困难的。
For someone who has been able to see, to lose your vision is devastating.
一个人曾经看见了，但是又看不见了，是很痛苦的事情。
But in this situation, this man has never seen before.
但是这个故事的主人公他从来就没有看见过。
And one of the things I want to bring up as we talk about this miracle,
我们还要提一个地方
is John chapter 20 verse 30.
约翰福音二十章三十节
Because in order to understand the book of John and miracles, we need to know why.
我们理解主耶稣做的神迹，我们就要知道为什么。
And so verse 30 and 31 says this. John chapter 20 verse 30-31. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
约翰福音二十章三十三十一节说，耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上。但记这些事是要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
So the purpose of even reading this miracle is so that you would understand three things.
我们来读主耶稣行的神迹是为了三件事情。
How do you know that Jesus, I'm sorry. How does this miracle show that Jesus is the Christ?
这个神迹怎么样显明主耶稣是基督?
That he is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
And that has someone seen and then believed.
而且叫你们信了他。
You see, the interesting thing about this entire story, I think, is from the perspective of the blind man.
这个故事有趣之处，就是完全是从一个瞎子的角度来写的。
Because you have to realize, when Jesus heals him, he has never seen Jesus before.
你要知道，当主耶稣医治他之前，他从来没有见过耶稣是谁。
He comes to a point, gets healed,and he has no idea who did it.
他被医治了，都不知道是谁医治了他。
All he knows is that he was blind and now he sees.
他只知道以前他是瞎眼的，现在他能看见了。
Yet the faith that he has in the man who has healed him is beyond that of the Pharisees.
但是他对于那个医治者的信心远远超过法利赛人。
Because if you remember, the Pharisees are the religious leaders, right?
你们知道法利赛人是当时的宗教领袖。
They were given the original law and all the stories from Moses until now.
他们熟知圣经的律法和摩西的一切教导。
They understood Abraham, Isaac, Jacob to a very deep extent.
他们明白这个亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的事情，而且是非常深入的理解。
Their lives were centered around understanding more about Scripture.
他们的生活就是围绕着读经来的。
Yet when they see a miracle, their first response is this real?
但是当他们看到主耶稣行的神迹，他们的第一个反应就是，这是真的吗？
Then not only is it real,Is this person a fraud? The miracle that happened to this person, is this person truly blind?
他们会想到说，这个人真的是瞎眼的吗？
And then even when it's been proven that Jesus Christ is the one who works the miracle, they continue to refuse to believe in Christ.
甚至当一切都表明这个真的就是一个神迹，就是主耶稣的医治之后，他们还是不愿意相信。
But this is contrasted with the blind man.
这和这个瞎子的反应是截然不同的。
Because the blind man does not even see who Jesus was.
因为这个瞎子都没有见过主耶稣。
But yet he believes to an extent.
然而他能够信。
You see, this blind man has to travel through steps in order to come to know Jesus Christ.
我们知道这个瞎子他是也经过了一段历程才认识主的。
It's not as simple as, oh, he saved me and now all of a sudden I'm saved.
不仅仅是哦，他医治了我，现在我得救了。
He has to come and begin to understand and finally encounter who Christ is.
他也经历了一段去理解，然后才明白谁是基督。
Because first, if you look at verse 17, right?
如果我们看十七节。
Actually, let me go even further back. Verse 11.
我们看十一节。
He says, the blind man says.The man called Jesus made mud and anointed my eyes.
他回答说有一个人名叫耶稣他用泥抹我的眼睛。
This man called Jesus.
一个人名叫耶稣。
And then in verse 17, they said again to the blind man, what do you say about him since he opened your eyes? He said, he is a prophet.
十七节他们又对瞎子说他既然开了你的眼睛你说他是怎样的人呢他说是个先知。
And then finally, at the very end, he says this. He says, Lord, I believe.
但是到最后他说主啊我信。
In verse 38, and what does he believe?
他信什么呢?
He believes what Jesus said, which is, do you believe in the Son of Man? Meaning that Jesus is the Christ.
他信的是主说的神的儿子。他相信主耶稣是神的儿子。
You see, there is a progression to understanding God.And to be having your vision opened up. There is a progression. There is a path.
是有，这是一个过程，明白主耶稣是神的儿子，这是一个过程。
And many times as believers, when someone comes to Christ, we almost expect them just to know everything.
我们经常是盼着那些人信主，并且一下子就什么都明白了。
And for those who are older Christians, we forget what it means to be slowly walking towards Christ.
作为信主有一些年头的人，我们甚至忘了那些当初怎么样慢慢认识主的历程。
And for us as Christians, we need to remember once again that it is always a journey and it's not instantaneous.
作为一个信主的人，我们一定要记住，这是一个过程，是一段旅程，它不是马上一蹴而就的。
And when I talk to some believers,
我跟一些信主的人谈话的时候，
Especially new believers.
特别是刚信主的人。
There's a certain amount of excitement that is within their lives.
你感到他们生命中有很多的惊喜。
But then you start going, and if you get to know them over time, you're like, why aren't you reading your Bible? Why aren't you praying? There's all these Christian things that you're supposed to be doing.
但是慢慢慢慢的你会去问他们，哎，你为什么不读经啊？为什么不祷告啊？有好多基督徒要做的事情你们没有做。
And when they run into problems, they start faltering and say, why do you have such little faith?
他们有的时候会信心软弱，你会问他们说，你为什么信心这么软弱？
Because they have forgotten that our own Christian lives have taken a long journey to come to understand who Christ is.
因为我们忘了我们自己的信心也是经过很长一段时间慢慢培养起来的。
Because in the beginning, this blind man says, this man Jesus.
因为在一开始这个瞎子说一个人名叫耶稣。
He only understands that there is definitely a person who healed him.
他知道是有一个人医治了他。
And when he continues on, he discusses what happened. Then he comes to the conclusion, hey, this guy is probably a prophet.
然后过后他跟人家讲这个事情的时候他会说、哎、有一个人名叫耶稣。
But then he says he is a prophet.
然后他说这个人是个先知。
And it's not until he finally comes face to face with Christ that he says, I believe in the Son of Man.
只有当他最后跟主耶稣面对面的时候他才意识到说这个人是神的儿子。
But yet before he even comes to full faith, he has already undergone so much persecution.
但是当他完全相信主耶稣是神的儿子之前他就已经经历了很多迫害。
He has already been challenged by the Pharisees on whether or not he has been blind his whole life.
他一开始被法利赛人质疑他是不是真的瞎子。
He has been challenged by the Pharisees as to whether or not he is his mother and father's son.
甚至质疑他的父母是不是亲生的。
And then he's finally challenged on why are you worshiping and glorifying a man instead of God, on his very faith itself.
法利赛人还批评他说你为什么去抬举一个人而不去赞美神。
You see, coming to faith is always a journey.
所以信主是一个过程。
And for those of us who have been Christians a while, we need to think back and remember this.
我们这些已经信主一阵子的人，我们要回想以前。
Because for hundreds of years, the Pharisees have been given the opportunity to understand more about God and who Christ is.
法利赛人在以前的几百年中，他们都比别人有更多的机会，更加认识神，认识主。
And through that time, they forget who God truly is.
但是在那段时间，他们却忘了神到底是谁。
And many times we do too.
我们也一样的。
The Pharisees are more worried about form and function.
法利赛人关心的是仪式和外表。
How should we do tithing? How should we do synagogue? How should we pray? How should we fast?
我们怎么样做十一奉献？我们怎么样在会堂里面？我们怎么样进食祷告？怎么样在众人面前祷告？
You have to do A, B, and C, or else you're a sinner.
一个人要做到好多好多事情，否则他就是罪人。
And yet they forget the very essence what it means to be a follower of the one true God.
但是他们就忘了作为一个真正跟随神的人是怎么
回事。They forget that while they were slaves, they were molded into a nation.
他们忘了当他们还是奴隶的时候他们曾经被神拯救。
They forget it was the very priesthood that sinned against God the first time he gave them the Ten Commandments.
他们忘了就是当这个
first time they got the Ten Commandments, they were the first that sinned.
They were the first that sinned.
所以他们第一次拿到那个 Ten Commandments, 他们就是自己去弄了那个 the golden calf. How do you say it?
就是他们第一次从神那儿领受十诫的时候，他们就是他们领受十诫以后，马上他们就开始犯罪，做金牛犊。
Because remember, Aaron was the example of the priest to come.
因为亚伦他是祭司的一个，他是一个祭司。
Yeah, he was the first.
他是最第一个祭司。
And they forget that God showed them this so that they would always rely upon God, but they have forgotten that.
他们忘了神让他们中间发生这个事情就是为了让他们时刻记住这个事实。
And so they had become so religious that they had become blind.
他们变得非常的宗教化但是是个瞎子。
That even when the Son of God was right in front of them,They could not recognize him.
甚至当神的儿子就站在他们眼前的时候，他们都认不出来。
And many times, us as older Christians, for those who have been Christians a while, we fall into the same trap.
我们这些信主很多年的人也会沦落到这种境地。
Do we recognize God and Christ when He is working among us now?
我们看没有看到 主耶稣在我们当中的作为。
Are we more worried about how things should look and what should be done?
我们是不是关心的是应该是什么样子的，应该是怎么样的？
And so when we think about this idea of blindness, you're contrasted in the story between the actual blind man and the blindness that the Pharisees have.
我们谈到瞎眼，我们就看到这个肉体的瞎眼的人和属灵的瞎眼的人。
The more God reveals, the more vision the blind man has.
神他显现的越多，这个瞎眼的人看到的越多。
But in the same way, the more God reveals, the more blind the Pharisees become.
但是在另一方面，神彰显的越多，属灵上瞎眼的人越看不见。
And the interesting part about the blind man's response is this.
这个瞎眼的人的反应他很有意思。
He says, I don't know if he's a sinner or a saint or whatever you want to say.
他说我不知道这个人是罪人还是圣人。
I just know that he what? That I was blind and now I see.
我只知道以前我是瞎眼的，现在我能看见了。
The simplicity of a Christian faith is in that phrase.
这句话就代表了我们基督教信仰的精华。
Because for all of us who have become Christians, it was that simple in the beginning.
因为我们信主都是如此的简单。
At one point you were blind and you couldn't see, and then when you found God, he opened up your eyes.
我们以前是瞎子，看不见的。我们遇见神以后，眼睛就被打开，能看见了。
You didn't need to put on different lenses to do different things for God. It was literally,I am now a believer, and that's it.
你不需要为神做这个那个，你只是看到神，你相信他就好了。
Because this blind man, when he encounters God, he comes in contact with the person who gave him vision.
这个瞎子
This blind man meets with Christ who gave him vision.
这个瞎子他遇到了让他能看见的主耶稣。
And when he meets him, the only thing he does is immediately worship him.
当他遇见他的医治者的时候，他就是敬拜他。
And it's not that, you know, sometimes we think we need to argue people into faith. We need to debate them into understanding who God is.
我们有时候觉得好像我们要跟人家辩论才能说服人家信主。
But in this situation,The man just knows that Jesus is the one who healed him.
但是在瞎子这个身上，他一看到耶稣就知道这是医治他的。
Let's be clear. He had never seen Jesus before.
我们要清楚，他以前从来没看见过耶稣。
He's arguing with the Pharisees.
他跟法利赛人争吵过。
He gets kicked out of the synagogue.
他被法利赛人赶出了会堂。
And then this random guy comes and finds him and says, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?"
然后这个人，陌生人。走过来问他说：“你信神的儿子吗？”
Up to this point, the blind man has never seen Christ.
在这之前，这个人从来没见过耶稣。
He has only experienced Christ's power.
但是他经历过耶稣的大能。
And there is no question like, "Are you sure you're Jesus? Can you prove it? What are you telling me? Maybe it's a different Jesus." There's none of those questions.
他没有问这些问题，诸如你真的是耶稣吗？你跟我来证实一下你是耶稣啊，这些事情。
Because he has experienced the miracle, he is already able to see the miracle worker.
因为他曾经经历了这个神迹，他就一见到这个神迹的施行者，他就认出来了。
And for us as believers, many times we need to start thinking back.
我们这些信徒也应该思想。
We need to simplify our faith to once again remember why we came to Christ in the first time.
我们要把自己的信仰简单化，我们要看，想一想我们当初到底是怎么相信的。
Because a lot of times my mind says this.
因为很多时候我脑子里想的是这个。
I say, if you show me a miracle, I'll believe you forever.
我会想，主啊，你给我显一个神迹，我永远相信你。
God, if you let me hit the lotto,I'll believe you forever.
主啊，你让我中一次彩票，我以后永远跟随你。
God, if you find me, you know, the perfect wife or husband or boyfriend or girlfriend, I'll believe you forever.
神呐，你给我赐给我一个完美的丈夫或者妻子，我以后永远相信你。
And then we go through life.
然后我们就经历了生活。
And stuff happens.
事情会发生。
You get a job, you get a wife or husband, you get a career, kids.
你找到工作了，你遇到你的先生太太，结婚了，有孩子了。
And you forget that when you are single, you are begging before God to give you, you know, your significant other.
但是你忘了，当你还是独身的时候，你曾经祈求神赐给你一个配偶。
And you know your flaws, and God still gives you someone.
你知道你真的有很多缺点，但是神还是给你一个配偶。
And then you forget the miracle that happened.
你就忘了那是一个神迹。
You see, it is easy to forget what God has done.
你想很容易我们就会忘记神所做的。
And like the Israelites, they saw so many miracles, yet they still turned away.
就像以色列人，他们经历了这么多的神迹，还是会背弃神。
And if you truly think about your own life, you'll realize that you've seen so many miracles, yet you turn away in the end.
当你回想你自己的人生，你会发现你也曾经亲身经历了如此多的神迹，但是最后还是选择走开。
And many times Christians like me, we claim,Oh no, we know God better.
我们这种基督徒会觉得啊，我们更认识神。
Because we spent so many years at church.
因为我们在教会混了那么多年。
We spent so many mission trips overseas.
我们去了这么多次宣教活动。
I've taken so many Bible classes.
上了这么多主日学。
I've sang so many songs.
唱了这么多诗歌。
So I must know Jesus better.
所以我肯定认识主更深刻。
But you know who really knows Jesus well?
但是你知道谁更认识主耶稣吗
？When your children go to VBS,
当你的孩子去 VBS,
and they say, "Oh, I want to believe in Jesus."
他们说啊，我想遇到耶稣。
And they immediately that week will invite their friends to church.
然后那一周，他们就会把他们的朋友带到教会。
Now, that is a genuine faith right there.
那个才是真正的信心。
Imagine if I told you after the sermon, go to your work, invite one of your friends to church.It's not going to happen.
你想，如果今天我说你们去把你们公司的同事叫来，拉到教会来，你们会这样做吗
？But if I told you, hey, there's a really great hot pot place just a couple miles down, and we all go eat it, we enjoy. I say, tell your coworkers, you'll immediately tell them that there's a hot pot place.
但是如果我告诉你说啊，有一个地方的饭特别好吃，就在哪儿哪儿哪儿，你肯定会马上就告诉你的同事。
You see, the genuineness of vision, being able to see God.Is not determined by how long you've been a believer or have been in the faith.
所以你就知道，你这个属灵的眼光并不是看你这个信主有多久。
It has to do with purity of heart and of mind.
是看你有多么纯，就是心里面有多么纯正。
Because there is a maturing of relationship with God. Our relationship with God does mature.
因为我们跟神的关系会要经过一个成熟的阶段。
Because in the beginning, it was a good teaching, right?
一开始是好的教导。
Christians are nice people.
信主的人都比较。
Love your neighbor as yourself is a great teaching.
爱人如己是个很好的教导。
And then later, as we grow to know God, we say, "Oh, He's a prophet. He's able to tell me what will happen in the future."
然后后来你又意识到说，哦，他是个先知，他能告诉我以后会发生什么。
So you store up treasures in heaven. In the end, all things of this world will fall away.
所以你就要在天上积攒财宝，因为地上的事情一切都会过去。
Sounds very similar to Eastern religion, right?
听起来跟东方的宗教很相似。
Like everything is meaningless except for you know yourself and your attainment of you know understanding.
好像。这个东方的教导说一切都没有什么意义，只是你自己的学识。
But then finally, when we get to the point where we have met Christ as our healer and our Lord and Savior, it changes.
但是当我们遇到我们的主耶稣，我们的医治者的那一天，一切都不一样了。
Then what's supposed to happen is that we are supposed to slowly become more like Christ.
那个时候要发生的是什么呢？就是我们要变得一点一点越来越像主。
But you see the Pharisees resist this.
你看到法利赛人的抗拒。
And at the end, I love how Jesus puts this.
我喜欢看这个耶稣最后跟他们说的这句话。
Because in verse 39 to verse 40, right?
39-40节
it says, For judgment I came into this world,
耶稣说我被审判到这世上来。
That those who do not see may see.
叫不能看见的可以看见。
Those who see may become blind.
能看见的反瞎了眼。
And so the Pharisees heard him and asked him.
所以法利赛人就问他。
Are we also blind?
难道我们也瞎了眼吗？
Jesus said, if you were blind, you would have no guilt.
耶稣对他们说，你们若瞎了眼就没有罪了。
But now that you say we see, your guilt remains.
但如今你们说我们能看见，所以你们的罪还在。
This is so tough for a Pharisee to swallow.
这句话对法利赛人来讲太难接受了。
You think about this. Jesus says, I come to give the blind sight and some people with sight to be blind.
你想，如果耶稣对你说，我来让不能看见的可以看见，能看见的不能看见。
So, if you believe yourself to have sight and know what God is saying, then you're agreeing with Jesus that you are now blind.
如果你自以为你能看见，你也明白神的话，那你就同意主耶稣的话。
But if you say you're blind, then you're supposed to listen to Jesus to understand how it is to have vision.
如果你觉得是不能看见，那你就要好好听他的话。
See, this is so tough for the Pharisees to swallow.
所以对法利赛人来讲很难接受。
They have built up their entire reputation saying that we are able to see the things of God.
因为他们一直以为自己才是那个知道神心意的人。
But before Christ, it was a man who is not learned and not able to see physically that has seen more than them.
但是在主耶稣基督眼里是那些没有什么学识的甚至眼睛都看不见的人是可以看见的。
You see, brothers and sisters, this difficulty is something we will all run into as Christians.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们作为信主的人总是要遇到这个困难。
When we have come to the point where we think we know Christ and we know him so well,
我们都到了一定的地步，觉得自己很认识神，很认识主了。
That is the momentthat we have fallen away and been blind to who Christ is.
那个时候我们可能就像法利赛人一样是确实看不见的。
Same thing with husband and wife, right?
这跟夫妻间关系是一样的。
If you think you know your wife,
你以为你很明白你的太太。
And you're like, every single time she likes flowers, so I'm going to buy her flowers for every single holiday or birthday or whatever it is.
你自以为你太太喜欢花，所以每到过年过节生日什么的，你就给他买花。
And that understanding of your wife never grows.
而且你觉得你太太也不会改。
And so you buy her flowers for every single event.
所以每一个节假日庆祝日你都给她买花。
How do you think that'll go eventually?
那最后会怎么样呢？
One day she's going to be like, why do you keep buying flowers?
到有一天她会跟你说，你怎么老买花呢？
That was when I was 18 and we were dating.
那是我18岁的时候，我们还谈恋爱的时候。
I have allergies now.
我现在有过敏了。
Why are you buying me flowers?
为什么老给我买花？
And that right there is, hey, we met when we were 18.
那个时候，我们刚一结婚，认识的时候是十八岁。
If I think my wife is the same as when she was 18, now that she is, you know, 35 or 37 or 40 or 50.
那现在她三十多岁，四十多岁了。
That understanding of my wife doesn't exist.
我对他那个时候，我对他认识到现在可能就不对了。
For Christians, it's the same way.
对信主的人也一样。
If you look at God the first time you become a believer, and that concept of God and that vision of God never changes, you have just closed your eyes the moment you see Him.
如果你现在记得仅仅是你刚一认识主时候的主的样子，那就说明你现在都没有睁开眼看到他真正的样子。
The Pharisees.And the Israelites saw God on the mountain when the Ten Commandments came down.
法利赛人和以色列人在山上看到主耶稣，看到神颁给他们十诫。
And from that point on, they almost never opened their eyes to see who God is now.
他们只看到那一瞬间的神，他们到现在一直都没有看到神。
They never learned the other parts of who God is.
他们从来都不知道原来神还有他另外的一面。
And for us as Christians,We need to be able to learn and grow in this living, breathing relationship with God.
作为信主的人，当我们跟神有一个又真又活的关系的时候，我们要不断的学习，不断的了解。
Why does your faith get stagnant?
为什么你的信心会一成不变？为什么你的信心会停滞不前呢？
Because we've stopped seeing the ever-changing, living, breathing God and the relationship that we have with Him.
因为我们忽略了我们认识的主是又真又活的神。
Now this does not mean that God changes, okay?
这不意味着神会改变。
But what it means is that as we learn more about Him, our understanding of Him changes.
这是说，当我们越来越认识主的时候，我们对他的认识会增加，会改变。
You see, in college, I may have told you this before.
以前就讲过这个故事。
I was a leader of a fellowship my sophomore year of undergraduate.
我上大学的时候，我曾经带一个团契。
And I was so focused on this idea of making our fellowship like, you know, holy, do the right thing.
我那时候特别专注的是让我们的团契圣洁，做正确的事。
So, make sure that everybody, you know, doesn't party, doesn't drink. Everybody has to sign like the waivers of like if you serve, you're not allowed to do this or that.
那个时候我专注于逼着那些团契的同工要签一个合约，说我不会去酗酒，不会去去寻欢作乐等等。
And so then, after a while, I mean, the fellowship did grow.
我们的团契是成长的。
But man, I remember one meeting.
但是我记得有一次开会。
With a bunch of my leaders.
我的一些同工领袖。
You know, you had like about 20 people there.
差不多二十个人。
For a fellowship of about 150.
我们的团契有一百五十人。
And I'm telling them, okay, next thing we need to do is we need to evangelize like this and do that.
我告诉他们说，我们下面要这样做，这样传福音，这样这样那样。
And one of the braver people.
那些比较勇敢的人。
Looked at me.
看着我说。
Said we're tired.
我们真的很累。
I was like, what?
我说怎么了？
I was like, they're like, we're tired.
他们说我们累了。
We have been running full steam ahead, trying to do all the right things every single time, and we have not had a moment to breathe.
我们一直就是拼命的跟着你做这些所谓正确的事情，从来没有停下来歇一会儿。
And then you fast forward to now.
然后到现在。
I'm leading youth group.
我现在还是带的青年团契。
But with youth group now, I realize that they need time to grow.
我现在意识到，对于这些年轻人，他们的成长是需要时间的。
Non-sin mistakes, no problem.
他们会犯一些错误，没有关系。
As long as they don't sin.
只要他们不犯罪。
And so one time we had these junior hires come up and lead worship for Friday night.
有一次我们周五晚上有一些高中生来。
And I can never imagine like, you know, worship to be two guitars, a piano, two clarinets, three singers with not enough mics.
那个晚上的敬拜，我从来没有想过会有两个吉他，一个钢琴，两个什么吹的东西，三个人唱歌，那个麦克风也不够用。
Like 15 junior high kids on stage.
在台上有十五个高中生。
And granted, it didn't sound great, okay?
那天晚上的敬拜听起来不是特别好听的。
But the thing is, the youth group loved it.
但是年轻人非常喜欢。
The junior hires loved it.
而且带敬拜的高中生也很喜欢。
Didn't have to sound great.But the encouragement of seeing a younger person serve lifted everybody's spirits.
这个敬拜不一定是要完美的，但是他们这个带敬拜的圣灵的带领是非常鼓舞人心的。
See, Albert in college never would have let that happen.
所以你们知道，Albert 在大学的时候是不会允许那样混乱的情况发生的。
Like our worship team was like almost professional level.
我们那个时候的敬拜团队一定要是专业的。
One guy was a music major or piano.
那个弹钢琴的人必须是音乐专业的。
Our vocalist was a vocal major for singing.
唱歌的人一定要是声乐专业的。
Our drummer had been playing drums since he was five.
打鼓的人一定要从小五岁就开始学打鼓。
Our guitarist and our bassist have been playing nonstop for, you know, 10-15 years.
我们的吉他和贝斯手都是已经练了十几年的。
And yes, that was effective.
是啊，那个时候的敬拜是有功效的。
But was that really what God wanted?
但是那是不是真的就是神想让我们做的呢？
And for that time, for Albert had to grow and learn and open his eyes as to who God is.
所以 Albert 现在慢慢长大了，他的眼睛打开了，逐渐认识到神，看到神到底是谁。
17-18-year-old Albert had to learn what it meant to work with people.
17-18岁的 Albert 他需要学习如何与人共事。
35-year-old Albert has to sit and listen to squeaky clarinets, but still be happy.
35岁的 Albert 可以安静坐在台下，去享受台上这些乱七八糟的敬拜。
But let me tell you,
但是我告诉大家,
none of these youth groupers
这些年轻人,
have ever looked at me and said, we're tired.
从来没有看着我告诉我说我们累了。
You see, the growth of someone opening up their eyes and then being able to see Christ is not as simple as, oh, I become a Christian, I know everything.
你看一个人长大了更认识主了他意味着并不是说仅仅说啊，我知道神是谁。
The blind man grew to understand Jesus the man, Jesus as a prophet or a healer, and then Jesus as the Son of God.
这个瞎眼的人他逐渐认识到有一个人名叫耶稣。
He learned a little bit more about God each and every single day.
他每天对耶稣认识都加深。一开始耶稣是一个人，后来他认识到他是一个先知，最后他认识到他是神的儿子。
He did not assume that he knew everything about Christ.
他从来也不自认为他真的就认识主了。
And so he came to vision.
所以他能够得到这个视力。
He was blind, and now he sees.
他曾经是瞎眼的，他如今能看见了。
But the Pharisees.
但是法利赛人
Many of us,
还有我们当中的很多人
we continually claim that we can see Christ and see God, yet we have become blind.
我们一直自以为自己能看见神，自己看见主了，但是我们还是瞎眼的。
But it's not, hope is not lost, right?
但是我们还有希望。
Because with God, anything is possible.
因为在神凡事都能。
And for those of us that have relationships with God,We just need to reconnect and start thinking and praying and interacting with God once again.
当我们这些已经认识神的，对于我们这些已经认识神的人来讲，我们只需要跟神重新建立关系，好好听他讲话。
One of the churches the Bible chastises.
这个以前这个
教会
教会
in Revelations, right? It says, "You have forgotten your first love."
圣经里面曾经骂过一个教会说你忘了你起初的爱。
So I pray that we would not lose our first love.
我希望你们不会丢掉起初的爱。
That we would have vision because we stand before God blind.
因为我们在神面前是瞎眼的，这样我们才能够得到我们的视力。
That we would accept that God is there and that He is willing to open up our eyes each and every single day.
我们知道神就在那里，每天都盼着打开我们的眼睛。
And they would, we would never forget, like the Pharisees did, who God is and what He is here for.
我们也不会忘掉法利赛人。
And then we remember once again what it means to become a follower of God.
我们才能够真正知道作为跟随主的人意味着什么。
With that, let me pray for us.
我们一起祷告。
Dearly God, we want to thank you.
我们的主啊，我们感谢你。
We pray, Lord, that you once again would open up our eyes.
主啊，求你再次打开我们心中的眼睛。
That our spiritual lives would not be dry and weary.
让我们的灵命不至于干枯。
But that we once again go to the fountain of everlasting water.
让我们再次来到你的永生的泉水面前。
And that you would fill us with your spirit each and every single day.
求你每天都在我们的灵中注入你的灵。
That our relationship with you would grow and not grow stagnant.
让我们跟你的关系越来越亲密，而不是越来越疏远。
We pray for this congregation, Lord. May you work through them.
我们为在座的教会祷告，求你跟他们一起。
May you give life to those who feel dry.
求你把生命赐给那些心里干渴的人。
And that you would grow those new seedlings that are the youth, during this VBS time.
求你在我们这个年轻人的心中播下种子，让种子成长。
And that we as adults.Would not despise them for the youth, but take after them in their conducts.
我们这些成年人不轻视我们的少年人，而是关注他们的成长。
That we would look at them and be encouraged to continue to grow.
让我们看着我们的年轻人能够被激励，跟他们一起成长。
In Jesus' name we pray.
耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.